This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Dominic Talvacchio of Chicago. I said, think of a word that can go before table to make a familiar phrase. Move the last letter to the front, and you'll have a word that can go after table to make another familiar phrase. What phrases are these? And the answer is craps table and table scrap.
We received exactly 600 responses, and our winner this week is Jonathan Sussman of Pittsford, New York. Welcome, and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
So how'd you figure it out?
I kind of mulled things over at various points over the over a period of a few days, and I have to admit, like, occasionally during a meeting, I'll let my mind wander a little, and tried a few different combinations, and it just came.
What do you do for a living? I just want to know, since you were in that meeting with your mind drifting.
I am a hospital fundraiser at the University of Rochester.
Oh, fantastic.
Rochester, New York.
Cool.
And a part-time MBA student as well.
Great. And I hear you've been playing the puzzle on and off since high school.
I think so. I had to look up and see how long the puzzle's been happening for.
A long time.
If my memory is correct.
Well, are you ready to play?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right. And by the way, next month will be 32 years of this puzzle. How about that?
How about that?
All right, Jonathan. Today, the Sunday New York Times has a special 14-page section called Puzzle Mania, which I edited, containing puzzles of all sorts. And here's the start of one that I made for it called Silence is Golden. I'm going to give you a word and a letter of the alphabet. Rearrange everything to make a new word in which the added letter is silent. For example, if I said wan, W-A-N, plus G, you would say gnaw. And that silent letter can go anywhere in the answer.
Got it.
All right. Number one, mud, M-U-D, plus B.
That would be dumb.
Dumb is right. Number two is par, P-A-R, plus W.
Oh, goodness, with the holidays coming, that makes a lot of sense. It's wrap,
that's right. Fine, F-I-N-E. Plus K.
This one is giving me pause.
Put the K at the start.
I'm thinking it's a K-N. Knife.
That's knife is right. Togs, T-O-G-S, like fancy togs you wear. Togs plus H.
I'm thinking with this one, maybe the S and the H go together?
No. And the H has to be silent, remember?
Then it's the G and the H.
That's correct.
And I've got to put those other letters together.
Ooh.
Ought. No.
Think Halloween.
Ghost.
Ghost is right.
That was my impression, sorry.
Not a bad clue. Rods, R-O-D-S, plus W.
Rods plus W. Sword.
Sword. Nice job. You know, you see the word words there, but the W is pronounced in words. Only sword is the answer. Tile, T-I-L-E plus S.
First, I need to figure out which one is silent. The S is silent?
The S is silent, yeah. T-I-L-E plus S. Tough one. Okay, I'll tell you. The first letter is I.
Islet.
Islet is good. Alms, A-L-M-S plus P as in Peter.
Psalm,
that was fast. Stone, S-T-O-N-E, plus H.
I wonder if there's some kind of holiday connection here.
Huh. No, I don't think so. Put the H at the start.
They used to say this about Abraham Lincoln.
There you go.
Something Abe.
Honest Abe.
Honest is it. And your last one is snare, S-N-A-R-E, plus W. And this is appropriate for a puzzle. It's what you give.
I'm sorry, it's what you give?
Uh-huh, it's what you give. I'm giving the puzzle what you give.
S-N-A-R-E-W.
When Will poses a question...
Right, you give the...
Answer.
Answer is it. Good job.
Good job. That was a fun one. How do you feel?
That was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. A little different when you're under the gun, I guess.
Yeah, it always is. Well, you did a great job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And John, which member station do you listen to?
WXXI in Rochester and WYPR in Baltimore.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, it comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. Think of two words meaning certain groups of females. If you have the right ones, you can rearrange all the letters to name a famous novel by a female writer. And the title has 13 letters in total. What novel is it? So again, two words for certain groups of females. Rearrange all the letters to name a famous novel by a female writer in 13 letters. What novel is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, 32 years strong, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.